Well, a party just walked through the door. Her name is Caroline Hasty, and she is with the city of TKK. And good morning to you, Caroline.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
guys.
Thanks for being here.
So you're responsible for making sure we are all entertained when it comes to living in TKK and the surrounding communities.
You know, it's a God thing. It's whenever I try to walk away, whenever I try to walk away, it keeps coming back. So, yes, I won this position in TKK. May 1st will be 2 years. So everyone in TKK, I'll expect a party on May 1st.
Oh, well, you do like to throw a good party.
Thank you.
Once again, you're throwing the Best Damn Food Festival.
Yes.
One of the few times we can say that one word without getting in trouble.
There's no N. And that's what I tried. It's funny. I had to put a picture of the dam on our logo so people will go, oh, you know. I figured, this was my thought process, I figured that if we can rub our butts nightly at the best barbecue place, right?
Yes.
We could have a party at the dam.
I think you're right.
And have a damn good time.
Well, you know what they say in real estate? It's all about location, location, location. And you're just honing in on your location.
Yes.
It's not your fault that the dam is right there in your backyard in TKK.
Celebrate it.
That's it.
You know, embrace. So we're going to have a good time on May 10th is the Best Damn Food Festival. Last year, we attempted to have it. We went ahead. That was the inaugural, but we had some wonky weather. And it was such a blessing because I think so many people are waiting for this opportunity to celebrate TKK. Everyone else is partying, Clover, Fort Mill. Everyone's partying, and it's like TKK has been like, well, okay, we've got our own little thing. But bam, you know, we need the economic boost in our city because we've got some exciting things coming up online. So this is the perfect time.
And I know it's called a food festival. So yes. I'm assuming there's going to be all kinds of food trucks and food vendors. So tell us about that. And then we're going to get into some other things that you can also expect.
Thank you. Yeah, it is food focused. So we do have, I am looking for a soul food vendor. So if anybody's got May 10th open, I've got a little spot waiting, but we have all types of great food. We have a lot of our local trucks too, which is exciting too. It was a given that they would be there. So from pizza and lobster, biscuits and you name it. Let's see, kettle corn is my favorite. I'm a weakness for that. But I like to walk around and snack, you know. And but we've got a great selection, 32 food vendors for this being our second year. Beautiful weather. We're looking forward to it. So we've got a billboard up on 77, trying to get everybody out there, trying to rev up people to come to Catawba Park. Catawba Park is a place that you happen upon. It's not a main street. You know, and TKK doesn't have a main street, but we're hoping to, you know, get people in our restaurants and come into our city by being a part of what we're doing. And if we say, hey, Catawba Park, come see us by the dam, you know, we, you know, just don't canoe where we're at. Come enjoy us. That park is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's off New Gray Rock Road by Sutton. So take the Sutton Road exit, make a left on New Gray Rock Road, or take 160, take Dam Road, and it'll lead you right to us.
It's called the Best Damn Food Festival.
Yep.
It's Saturday, May the 10th. It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it goes until 10 o'clock.
Yep.
But just because that event ends, as Caroline is mentioning, once that event ends, you can still continue to do, you know, your shopping and visit the rest of what TKK has to offer. And that's what these events like that, that's part of the draw, right?
Yeah.
Like you come for the event, but when the party ends, people still want to get out and party, right?
That's correct.
So it's the after party.
Right.
But this is a perfect time to check out TKK. It's right there by the water.
Yeah.
It should be great weather.
Yeah.
Even whatever Mother Nature does give you.
Right.
People still turn lemons into lemonade.
That's right. And having those, having these opportunities to bring people, you know, we give them a blast to come enjoy our park, come enjoy our city. And then after the party, come back to visit us again. Oh, by the way, we went to that beautiful park.
So. And I think that's what's so great about the county that we live in. You know, York County's big and it's growing. And we kind of get in our own little bubble. Like, you know, if we live in Rock Hill, we might go over to Fort Mill every sure. once in a while. But, you know, like Clover and Tega Cay and York. And what a great way and a great opportunity for you to really see the other little pockets, because that Catawba Park is truly a hidden gem.
Thank you.
And then you'll keep going back. Oh, or if you have a friend who comes into town, hey, I need to take you over here. Yeah. We need to see.
It really is. I drive by quite a bit, especially during event time, and just to see the park being used. Mm-hmm. People come just to walk. You know, we've got beautiful walking paths. Of course, we got the soccer fields and so on. So it was hit hard by Helene. The park, if you're familiar with it, came pretty far into. We have a lot of water damage. Our guys are just amazing. Parks and Rec and Public Works, they were out where the water retention ponds are. They were out there scooping fish in the buckets and putting them back into the into the Catawba River. So it was pretty cool. So we're very, this is an exciting time for us. So not only will we have some food, we also have some arts and crafts and business vendors coming out. And it is kind of, that's not the focus of this event. This event is food and music and fun, right? That kind of thing. And then a Catawba Fest, same location, will be in September, and we will have food and arts and crafts. So the entertainment's kind of side to the side, but that's our focus for this one. Is and the timing is a little different, 2 o'clock to 10. I've always done a 10 to 10 or a 3 day, but this has kind of been an exciting time. So in the morning, folks can still go and see other things, and then they come out and enjoy us. We will have buses available. We expect that our parking there, we've got 500 parking spaces at Catawba Park. But once that fills up, we're inviting folks to go to Gold Hill Middle School for them to hop on. We have a party bus and we have a trolley. So if you want to be cool and go in, you can do that. Or you could get on the party bus.
Oh, gosh.
Well, and speaking of the party, you can't have a party without music.
That's right. Oh, we're so excited. We got something for everyone just to see. We're fishing to see who's going to come and stay. So kicking off, we do have a Rock Hill local, and that's the Kyle Dills Band. Kyle brings great country, and he knows the York County very well, in this area, actually. And then following up will be the Entertainers. If you love to shag and you love beach music and you're ready for the beach like I am and you can't go quite yet, they will bring the beach to Catawba Park. So we're super excited about having those folks. And of course, we're going to end the night with, we're going to end the night, I don't even know the name of the band anymore, 84 Tribute. I can't believe that. I was in high school during that time. So we've got the 84 Tribute. Didn't graduate at 84. I was a little, I'm a little younger than that. Not much. But anyway, 84 Tribute is a Van Halen tribute. So I'm excited about that. We've got some like hidden gems at the park this year that folks will only see if they come. You know, so I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, check out the City of Tega Cay's Best Dam Food Festival. It's right there at Catawba Park. It is gorgeous. I think you did a great job describing what it is, Caroline. It's not on the main drag, so you kind of have, it's word of mouth. But once you go there one time, that's all it takes. You'll be hooked. So go and check it out there. You'll get food, music, and do some shopping. And that's the weekend of Mother's Day, if I'm not mistaken. So you can buy mom something unique really different if you're in the market for that. Or just bring her out to the Best Damn Food Festival.
We threw a party for you,
Mom. Yeah, that's right.
And I will tell you, when I was in Lancaster doing events, we always had the Red Rose Festival on that weekend. And over time, it's just not worked out. So they've had to move it. So I'm glad, because that is a great festival to go to as well. And we would entertain the mothers. Mm-hmm. We would embrace that opportunity. So, yeah.
That's a lot of
fun. Remember I told you about those little surprises?
I do remember. Okay, so keep that in mind. So we're going to see you out there on Saturday, May the 10th at Catawba Park, starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the party goes until 10 o'clock. Caroline Hasty, great catching up with you, friend. Thank you
so much.